Off the Ball, GAA.
2 years of hurt, it's a genuine thing, like, Joe. They were a long 2 years. Yeah, it's hard to put into words, really, but I suppose when we came back at the start of this year, it just felt like there was something different, Joe.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. On today's episode, Pats struggled to keep up. There's two massive matches this evening. Bows give Daly Mint a Euro send-off, and Rovers have work to do. But first, Dundalk stunted St Patrick's Athletic's title challenge with a 1-1 draw away in Richmond Park. The Lilywhites went 1-0 up through a penalty converted by Captain Darrow Horgan, and then Pats put the pressure on for the rest of the first half and came out flying in the second as Sean Hoare equalised just over 10 minutes in. Richie Tower was alongside Stephen Dove for our live and exclusive commentary last night and this to say at full time.
How frustrated do you think Stephen Kennedy feeling tonight, Richie? Oh,
that's a missed opportunity, Stephen, if looking at it from Stephen Kenny's point of view. Obviously, the Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers not playing tonight, it's a big, big chance to get 3 points on the board and put serious pressure on the ones that's ahead of them. Vice versa, I think Dundalk were good value for a point today. I think they worked tirelessly hard. They had some really good chances. Even in the dying seconds of the game, Gatcha has got to slip Darrell Horgan in. If he does, he's one-on-one with the keeper. He takes the wrong option and he goes to shoot. I think that was a big trend of the whole game. Teams were getting in great positions and it was just that final part that just seemed to let them down, and it was really unfortunate, but a good game all in all.
Stephen caught up with visiting manager Kieran Cadoff following the match.
We're probably learning quickly that we can't drop a gear ever. We're not built for that. We get after teams, and when we're at it, we're really, really good. And when we're a little bit off it, we can get punished, and we've got punished in recent weeks. Sligo at home. I mean, the last two games at home, we've lost to Drogheda and Waterford, who are, you know, probably down the bottom end of the table. So Sligo coming to our place now with a new manager, and I suppose I'm sure they'll be revitalised now with a fresh start there themselves. And that's going to be a tough game, and a game we need to be preparing for already, because these are the games probably we've struggled with.
And Stephen also caught up with Saints manager Stephen Kenny after full time.
We have real tough games in the third phase, but yeah, we've got to get ready, and we can't be despondent. We've got to bounce back from, we drew tonight against the team that are fourth in the league, and we've gone to second in the league. So I think we've got to dust ourselves down now and get ready for two tough games, starting with Derry next Sunday and Shells the following Sunday.
I just ask you finally, how did you feel when you saw Shamrock Rovers coming out of the hash when you've been drawn at home in the cup against them?
Yeah, that's the way it goes. We had a similar situation with Shelbourne here in the same round last year. So listen, we'll deal with that when it comes. The league is our focus at the moment, and we've got to get ready for Derry next week.
Finally, Stephen spoke to Pat's goal scorer Sean Hoare.
Absolutely. I'm the exact same. I just feel like if we had got those 6 points in hand, the two games, I think we would have been, just would have given us a right step up going into the next few games. But look, there's still plenty of football, twists and turns to go. But yeah, look, I share that frustration. I think we've taken 1 point out of two in hand, I'm not sure. But it's not good enough, we know that, and could have been better, but look, it's not. So as I said, plenty of football to play, and there'll be, you know, every team are beating each other, so you know there's plenty of twists to go.
The Saints are now 7 points behind leader Shamrock Rovers, still in second place, while Dundalk go two ahead of Shelburne with 36 points, sitting in fourth place. There are two more matches left in the Premier Division this week, with Galway United hosting Waterford at Pearce Stadium at 5 o'clock. The Tribesmen come off a 4-0 win over Crumlin United in the FAI Cup and a 3-2 win over bottom place Sligo Rovers. Meanwhile, Waterford are on a great run since manager Graham Coughlan took the reins in May. At 7:45, Sligo Rovers kick off a new era against Drogheda United. The club announced the appointment of Darren Purse as manager. The Englishman was previously Cardiff City Under-23's manager since 2021. The Bitter Red end a 4-year period under John Russell, who left to become the new Shelburne head coach and brought over assistant manager Ryan Casey to the Reds. Drogheda, meanwhile, are coming off a 4-0 win in the Cup over Lucan United and a big loud derby win over Dundalk. Manager Kevin Doherty spoke to club media ahead of tonight's match.
So we're going to have to be way, way, way better than regardless of what the new manager comes in and does. It's for us, we have to look after us, and obviously it is a change, and you're preparing for stuff based off their last whatever number of games, based off the season, but the new manager will have his own ideas, and I'm not sure how much time he's had to work with the players or anything like that, but he knows, I know he's worked with a few of them before, He's obviously got good experience at a high level, and certainly from his playing experience, he was an excellent player. I remember him playing. He was a really, really good player. But I'm sure Sligo will be looking to have something. We always seem to go into a team and have a new manager bounce. We have to manage that. We have to just look after ourselves, and I'm sure Sligo will have their own plan. But yeah, it's literally, as I said, we've been preparing all week for our base after our last number of games, but things could change, but we'll have to wait and see tomorrow.
In the first division last night, Bray Wanderers beat Cove 2-1. Kerry got a 2-1 win over Finn Harps at home. UCD shot Cork City with a 5-2 win. 3D United beat Athlone 2-1. And this evening, Longford Town host Wexford at 7:30. Earlier in the week, the four league teams in Europe were in action. As on Tuesday, Shamrock Rovers lost 2-0 to Arad Armenia in the Champions League second qualifying round. The Eurovanian side got a tie advantage with goals coming from Sandro Lima and Zidane Banjaki. Rovers will be watching the tie between Agneci of Albania and Celje of Slovenia, which is currently level at 3-3 going into the second leg. Should they turn it around in Tallaght on Tuesday, they will play the winner of that tie in the third round of the Champions League qualifying, or they will play the loser of that tie in the Europa League third qualifying round. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Keith Tracy spoke to Stephen Doyle about the Hoops' disappointing first leg loss.
Yeah, because I thought Rovers were a better side than Ararat. Myself and Ben Sines were watching this in the studio here on the night, and I definitely thought that Rovers looked like the better quality side. And it is just that I'd say Stephen Bradley must be, banging his head off the table, Keith, because as I said, this isn't the first time this season. He knows that his players can do better. I just want what is causing the sloppiness? I know we can only speculate now because we're not in the dressing room there with them.
We can only speculate, but like Vinny, I think it's because Rovers are so comfortable domestically that, you make a handful of mistakes in a League of Ireland game, possibly you don't get punished to the extent that you will in Europe. And even the fourth goal, when Grace gives it away, you can say, okay, Lee Grace is really poor in terms of the back pass, but you can feel the door closing. The fourth centre-half has it. I think then he gives it into Pico. You can feel the press getting tight. Then he gives it to Grace. You can feel the press getting tighter. That could have went at any time. And I don't know. Like Shamrock Rovers over the last couple of years under Stephen Bradley have had this evolution in Europe where they're not making those mistakes. When they go away from home, they're playing a different style of football, because Shamrock Rovers have been an unbelievable team within the League of Ireland, but in terms of stepping onto the European stage, they're not going to bop teams for 90 minutes. There's going to be a different way to go about it. And every now and then you've got to bail out. If it's getting tight, just chip one into the channel, because you're away from home and you don't want to play yourself out of the tie. And I'm sure Stephen Bradley will be saying those individual errors that cost us against Ararat, maybe they can be eradicated in the second leg. They can be ruthless at the top end of the park. And even in the dying embers, was it Afolabi went through and lobbed the goalkeeper? That should really hit the back of the net. And 2-1 has a totally different feel to 2-0. So I think Stephen Bradley, just like Bowes, will be licking their lips thinking, we will improve. We will be an awful lot better in this second leg. And as I say, if they eradicate those mistakes and don't lose the ball in bad areas and they're ruthless at the top end, like Vinny says, if Tallaght is sold out and it's bouncing, it could be another special European night. And I hope Shamrock Rovers fans and League of Ireland fans in general aren't just looking and going, oh, Rovers will be okay. They'll get group stage football. We need to get behind them and give them a little push to get over the line if possible here, because they've been outstanding and hopefully they can do it again.
You can listen to the LOI pod in full in your OTB podcast feeds. On Wednesday, Bohemians gave Dairyman Park one last European win late on. Bowes went 1-0 down to Balkany of Kosovo in the first half, but turned it around, capped off with a late winner by Ross Tierney. Ben Sines spoke to goalscorer Tierney after the match.
Yeah, obviously we knew going into the game it's the last European game, so we wanted to make sure we came away with the win. I think first half we actually played well. They probably got the penalty against them on play. I think they took chances playing out and probably suited our press. I think they got lucky a couple of times that we did nick it. We just weren't clinical. But we knew coming towards the end of the game our fitness to take over, and I think that happened.
Ben also caught up with manager Alan Reynolds following the win.
The challenge is, and what people struggle with is League of Ireland is crash bang wallop and you get after each other and all that. This one is tactical and it's different, and the crowd are looking and going, what's going on here? They want the normal. But I felt after half an hour they scored, they sat back and said, right, we'll take this, got tired, and we went through the gears, and I thought we were really strong and we finished really strong, as I said, and I think we just we deserved that at the end, but we had to work hard for it.
If Bohemians convert next week, they'll face the loser Besiktas of Turkey or Midtjylland of Denmark in the Conference League third qualifying round. Besiktas currently lead that tie 1-0. On Thursday, Derry City suffered a 1-0 loss to Rijeka of Croatia. Tony Frook scored against an Irish side for the second year in a row as the Candy Stripes have work to do when they host Rijeka at Brandywell on Thursday evening. And finally, Shelburne got their biggest ever European win with a 5-2 hammering of Noma Kalliu of Estonia in Tolka Park. Rodrigo Freitas, Dan Ring and Sean Moore got their first goals for the club, with Moore picking up a brace while Ali Cook continued his good form to give the Reds a great advantage going to Parnew next Thursday. John Russell spoke to LOI TV after his first win as Shelburne manager.
Yeah, well, look, that's why I wanted to come to this club. It's a massive club with top players, and you want competition for places, and that's probably been the Achilles heel this year with all the injuries, you know, not having the players available. The players tonight executed the plan. They were top class, but yeah, we're pushing in the background. Hopefully players are going to be coming back. John Martin's probably the next one that will be week or two away, but tonight the lads can be pleased with their performance, and it's something to build on going into next week.
Should they convert the tie, they play the winner of Ajax of the Netherlands and Vojvodina of Serbia. Ajax currently holds a 4-1 lead, potentially setting up a glamour tie for the Dublin club. On yesterday's Off the Ball Breakfast, Owen Heary spoke about the win and Shelburne's recent manager appointment.
Shelburne's fantastic win last night, 5-2. We talked about it at the start of the show.
Yeah, great win for them. You know, a really dominant performance in Europe, which we don't see too often from Irish clubs. Like, you know, I know Rovers turned a 2-0 one around last week, but for Shells, for the period that they've been going through where they were struggling to, you know, get results, getting wins,
yeah,
you know, last night was a really big turning point for them, I think.
Well, yeah, John Russell was at a point, what, 11 days ago? So, yeah. And the first game was a disaster, yeah, in the grand scheme, yeah, of things, of their cup ambitions.
It was a real left-field appointment, I think.
Do you think so?
Yeah,
you,
I think so.
What was your reaction when it was announced?
It was a strange one. You know, as I said, I think it's more left-field because I look and Damien Duff, you know, won the league with them, yeah, didn't perform the next year, didn't get the best out of the players the next year. Joey comes in, gets a bounce, and again, the players don't react then. You know, he's not getting the results. And now I thought he would have gone for a manager maybe in England to keep that momentum of a high profile manager, but they've taken, you know, John Russell in. And like I was looking and saying that if Sligo thought he was the man to keep them up, they wouldn't have allowed Shells to, you know, to come in and approach him. So it is a bit left field. And you know, the game against Kerry starting off didn't go too well, got knocked out of the cup, which he did last year as well with Sligo up in Kerry, so it's not a good place for him to go. But I think last night is a really terrific win for them, you know, and it takes a bit of pressure, yeah, from starting off.
I was lucky enough to chat with John Russell on the show last year, I think, and he just comes across as an incredibly accomplished fella who was pretty young in management terms. Yeah. And I think, I wonder actually, can he relate to his workload? Because I think we talked about that interview with you actually shortly after when he was Sligo Rovers manager, and it sounded on like he was doing everything. Like he was the scouting department and he had an eye on the admin side of things and youth development, as well as maintaining Sligo Rovers' Premier Division status. And it sounded like on paper he was an overworked man, but he came across as a very enthusiastic individual.
Yeah, he is. I had him at Sligo, you know, and yeah, he had he was going through a few things when I was there with him and I was talking to him, and like you said, he is an intelligent man. He won't have the same problems that he would have at Sligo, but he has bigger problems now, as in,
yeah,
they need to get to Europe. You know, Sligo's case is about staying up in the league. Shells is they need to get to Europe. They need to be challenging for titles, and that brings its own pressure in time with it, you know. And he's a good squad there,
yeah,
but he needs to get the best out of them. And starting, I think he's away to Waterford next week. Yeah. Like, Waterford has turned it around.
They've been excellent,
bit, you know. So it is a big game for him to go into, because, yeah, you know, I think they need to finish fourth in this league and hopefully one of the top teams win the cup.
The European action isn't over yet this week, as Athlone Town have a massive women's Champions League tie this evening as they face Zarni Zosniak of Poland at 5:00. Former Republic of Ireland international Lily Ag took charge of the Midland side for the sixth time on Wednesday as they cruised to a 4-0 win over ZFK Skopje in the mini-tournament semi-final. The Town have to win today's game to progress from the mini-tournament in Poland to another next month, where they will face Apollon Ladies should they progress. The Women's Premier Division meanwhile continues, while the leaders are away with four fixtures today and one tomorrow. At 3:00, Bohemians welcome Sligo Rovers to Stadiumann Park. Shelburne travel to Limerick to face Tralee United. Shamrock Rovers host bottom place Waterford. And at 6:00, Cork City welcome Wexford to Turner's Cross. On Sunday, second place Galway United play host the DLR Waves at 3:00. Next week in the Premier Division, we have a Friday-Sunday split with all 10 teams back in action. On Friday, Dundalk host Sligo Rovers at 7:45, and league leaders Shamrock Rovers travel to Sullivan Land Park to take on Tralee United at 8:00. And on Sunday, Waterford welcome Shelburne to the ORC at 3:00, St. Pat's play Derry City at 5:00, and Bowes host Galway United at Dalyman Park for a 7:00 kickoff. In the First Division, Athlone Town host UCD, Bray Wanderers welcome Kerry to the Carlisle Grounds, Cove Ramblers play Wexford, Cork City travel to Donegal to play Finn Harps, and Tralee United face off against Longford Town. All matches kick off at 7:45. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland and Off the Ball in the LOI Pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dole, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McGlynn. LOI Late Night with Ben Symes, Shane Keegan and you, the fans. Our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football focus segments across Off the Ball and OTB Breakfast. I'll be back next week. Take care.
The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.